Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
By the way, you know who the best person handling all this is?
Who?
The little man himself. He is happy. He's bouncing around. He's oblivious coping to the fact. I'm sitting here with steam coming up, and Carla's leaning back. Why are you so uptight? I said, I'm uptight. Lateness is my thing. Ask anybody that I've ever been. Tardiness is my thing.
Do you think?
That's my thing.
Do you think Michael, the king,
yes,
do you think he's there? He's like, take me to my happy place. Dad is melting down again. I'm just going to swing my legs and pretend like
I don't really. It's not like I do. It's not like I'm doing right now.
The Atlantic Ocean to the left of you is gorgeous.
Yeah,
you just look around. You're like, don't look around too much. Get to the house. Say, okay, this is perfect. They said, let's get you a jacket because it'll make it cold on the water. They get me a jacket. It's a presidential library jacket. I'm like, this is great. And then I have it in my hand. We walk down.
You get to keep it?
No. Didn't ask to keep it. Didn't ask to keep it.
We're see, I'm fine. A DJ, man. Can I keep this?
Can I have this Planet Hollywood jacket, please?
Hey, Clark, can I keep this, please? Can I keep this, please?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. A little jealousy in the O'Mara household today because I am observing next door that the neighbors are getting their roof repaired.
Ooh, and, new actually, roof. New hatch actually for the house.
Getting their roof replaced in totality. And we're still waiting. 6 to 9 months. That's how much time it takes to negotiate with the criminals, otherwise known as the insurance company, when you have obvious hurricane damage. Met the guy yesterday. And by the way, let me just say, for people that are working out there, if you think you wake up in the morning and you have it tough, you're out getting up too early, you're slogging in on a super slab to work, just remember that there are individuals that have different degrees of difficulty with their jobs. But especially in this day and age, when you hear an awful lot about these people coming into our country and these people doing this, when you hear that and then you observe with a heat index of 110 degrees, a bunch of men who are getting paid not by the hour but by the job up on a roof where I think arguably that temperature would probably, especially on a white tile roof, would be at, you'd add at least the heat index of 20 degrees, maybe 10 degrees. So let's talk about 115 to 120 degrees, what it feels like up there. And these guys are up there and they're doing it every day. And I marvel at roofers. I've always considered it to be an amazingly difficult job to do down here simply because of the conditions when it is so damn hot. But these guys are over here. They are hustling. They are getting it done. And it's amazing to watch. And I've always, whenever I've heard anybody talk about people that are taking jobs away, you come down here and you get a little perspective on it. I've got a Southwest Florida perspective on stuff. And I'm watching these guys and I swear to God, I'm not a religious man, but I want to cross myself every time I see them up on the roof. Because you know when you get the kind of heat, Oscar, where you can see
the swirlies.
The swirlies floating above. And just, you know, and every, by the way, you're getting it. Boston's getting it. New York's getting it. There's a heat wave across the entire country right now. But we've had it for a long, long time. And it really is something to behold when you see people that long sleeve shirts. Hats with the towels on the back where it covers their neck when they're up there, and just amazing. So a shout out to roofers all over the country. I just wanted to say you're special, and the crews that I see in my neighborhood down here, because I can't speak for the rest of the Southwest Florida, the primarily Hispanic crews that are down here busting their asses every day. Your people,
estoy aquí,
estoy aquí. I'm here.
Yes,
that's what I want to say to them when I walk out of the house. I want to go estoy aquí. The soft, there goes the soft gelatinous man taking his trash out and walking his chihuahua.
Próxima semana vamos a trabajar con el Diablo Blanco ahí. Estoy aquí.
Hola. I know you said something about White Devil. I know enough of my Spanish to know that.
Like, you know.
Was I Diablo Blanco a little bit this morning before the show, too?
Not so bad.
No, do I ask a lot that the support staff writes things down so that they remember? So especially stuff we go over again and again.
And in fairness to you and everybody.
Thank you. I like it when you start a sentence.
It was a blip in, I guess, what is the overall cog of this machine, where Mike is dealing with new digital technology and there's a learning curve. And when you're dealing with multiple locations for studios, there's a learning curve.
Tony, you see what he's doing there? You know, you're smiling now, aren't you? You know what he's doing to me? He's slamming me because it's like a learning curve. That learning curve is directed at me.
It really is not.
It'll hit us all.
He's good at that. He can. Maddie, don't you think he's good at that? He can make a statement where everybody gets blamed in the same sentence, which is great.
Best.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a skill. It's a skill set. That's the way it works. It's a skill set.
Well, to be fair to the team, that I am to ask two guys who I think probably just started getting engaged in the show maybe in the last year and a half to start really remembering all the details of this digital board. That's a big ask when the main guy decided to take a week off of work. How dare he? You know, how dare he?
I understand.
Though I did answer my phone on a Sunday prior to the baptism, Sunday morning.
Yes, I know that. I know. And we accomplished things.
Yeah, we did things.
I like my new technology. I do. I actually do. Before I slam it, I will tell you I like my technology. It's just that, you know, the primary source, the gate to all this wonderful technology happens to be provided by the Apple company, who, by the way, created these amazing computers and then created these amazing telephones. Mm. And then they skipped ahead this thing called the iPad and they went right to the watch. And the people that are responsible for things like charging iPads are smoking pot down in the friggin' basement because the goddamn thing doesn't charge. And by the way, I don't want your messages telling me, by the way, if you get the XLR 75 Super Ninja, no, you ought to plug it into a wall and it ought to charge as fast as a phone. Is that too much to ask?
That's not too much to ask, Mike.
My computer, a much bigger item, charges infinitely faster than this. But that's neither here nor there. And I know I rant on technology a lot, but otherwise, I love what we're doing.
I love technology.
I love
technology.
You know, today, I just have to describe today as not necessarily a perfect day. A perfect day would be...
You came in here hot.
We leave the house at 6:30, and we to give
Who's
us
the
10
we?
Minutes.
Who's the we?
My wife and I and my son. We leave the house at 6:30 in the morning, and we have to make it to the bus, which is right at the end of the community. It's 5 minutes, and we get to the we probably got 6-7 minutes to wait for the bus.
Golf car or walk?
We take the car down. We drive down.
Oh, what about a nice brisk walk in the morning? Just, you know, to start the day, get the blood pumping.
All right, why don't you me? Okay. Anyway, we drive down.
Get the blood pumping.
Time is okay. Hold on, I don't have a sound. Oh, shut up, Mike. Very good. There we go. Okay. There's mine. So you go down there now. So if you're counting last week, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, today being the seventh day, let's take a little poll. Who has, how many out of those 7 days has the bus driver been on time? Who had none? There you go. You're the big winner. None, not one time. And I am sorry. I didn't question his honesty, but once again, we got the bus broke down. Well, it's the same bus. It's not breaking down. It's not breaking down.
Snap.
And listen, it's 20 minutes is, you know, that's 20 minutes. My wife's getting ready to go to school.
Breaking down.
I got show
with kids
prep to
in
do.
It?
No, we get there and there's an app for that, right? So we get to the school bus and I know there are parents all over the country. They're going to relate to this. All right. Cause I'm pissed off today because we get down and we've got this app. It's a bus app where it follows where your bus is. So we're getting ready. It's about 6:30 in the morning. We're getting ready to go out to the bus. I pop on the bus app and what does it say? Inactive. You know what that means? That means he hasn't even started the bus yet. And he's 5.6 miles away.
Oh, you can tell that much?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
man.
We can.
You're like, what's A little loud, sorry.
That was very loud. But so we mosey on down, and it's inactive. And then I took him to the bus yesterday. Carla didn't. And Carla says, well, we should get out. I said, Carla, we're not going to get out. Well, what if it's another bus? I said, if it's another bus, we're going to see the bus coming in our direction 17 miles down the road, and we'll be able to stay in the car. But Carla wants to get out and stand on the corner with all the traffic going by, and suddenly it's active. Like right about the time he should be picking my son up. Oh, I guess his little peepers opened and he turned his bus on because he's friggin' late. He's late. Look, if it's one day, by the way, this is a shiny new bus. And what he doesn't know is that your man here, yours truly, was a school bus driver.
Oh,
I was
right.
A school bus driver. I know the drill. This is tardiness. This is not the bus.
What's the drill?
Down.
What's the drill? I don't know the drill.
The drill is you get there way the F early to get on your bus so that you will be, especially with the first stop. And
Little Michael's the first stop. That's
he's
right.
He's the first stop. And quite often, Oscar,
yes.
When I was a bus driver,
as you should be.
I would be waiting for the kids at the first stop because I would be E-A-R-L-Y early.
Woo!
And this was the seventh day that there's been some debacle with this dude. And so when he pulls up, I said, I just need to know if the time is 6:39 or not, because it's every day. He said, oh, the bus broke down. He was so puffy and completely exhausted. I know he had a late night, and I know because the lie wasn't even
Does
accurate.
He sound like Otto?
No. Oh.
People?
What's that? No.
We like to get puffy
people.
Sometimes.
No, he's not your. But oh. The thing is, I don't buy. Today, I didn't believe it. And maybe because I've been. Why are you playing that?
That was a little again? Racist for my people, for me.
Okay, I understand.
Yes.
The point is that the puffiness and the tiredness and then the half-assed lie that I think was a lie, but you can't call anybody a liar.
Well, 7 days,
if you don't know the
truth. Mike. 7 days.
7 days.
Is a
it's never been on. Never
I have been
on
late
time.
For 7 days. I know it's a habit.
It's never been on time. And this today was the third time that it's been 25 minutes that we're sitting. And I said, we're working on a half an hour of our day that's just urinated away when you got to go to school. I got to prep a show. And we're trying to get this done. And we're getting our son up in the middle of the night to go to school.
Mm.
And I'm just, you know, last week was a cakewalk. By the way, you know who the best person handling all this is?
Who?
The little man himself. He is happy. He's bouncing around.
He's
oblivious
coping.
To the fact. I'm sitting here with steam coming up, and Carla's looking at me. Why are you so uptight? I said, I'm uptight. Lateness is my thing. Ask anybody that I've ever been. Tardiness is my thing.
Do you think?
That's my
do
thing.
Do you think Michael, the king,
yes.
Do you think he's there? He's like, take me to my happy place. Dad is melting down again. I'm just going to swing my legs and pretend
know.
Like everything's
I don't really. It's not like I do. It's not like I'm doing right now. Right now is my.
No, I know what
right
you.
Right now is my psychotherapy.
I can picture what you know? Do. You're huffing and puffing and you're
right.
Looking at Carla like, I want to melt down. I can't believe this
right.
Jerk's late. Which you should be, by the way. It's your effing son that's
yes.
Been put into the cheese wagon.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You're going to school. It's really right. Not about how early you had to wake up or if Carla's going to miss her bus.
We're up. The getting up is
yes,
not even an
it's
issue.
About
that is not a,
if this guy can't get there on time for a little kid, will he make it to the school in one piece?
5 minutes, I'm sitting there. It's a minor inconvenience. 10 minutes, okay, I'm gonna have to push it a little bit.
Yeah.
You get to the 20-25 minute mark, you're effing my whole day up. I got to work. My wife's got to go to
your
school.
Your son's got to get to
so
school. What about
he's
your son?
He's got to get to school. And yeah, so I'm just, I don't know. Today, but here's the good news. Carla says, I will call the transportation department and I will handle it. Those are my, some. You know how I love those words.
Yeah, of course.
I will handle
it.
I really, because she wanted me for a time, she wanted me to call the transportation at that moment. And I said, you don't want that to happen.
You got
to
be self-aware.
I don't want to be.
You got to be self-aware. You know enough about you that you could burn the actual pickup.
Right. And by the way, I'm doing this quietly. I'm not screaming and yelling.
Oh.
I'm doing this with a conversation with my wife. I'm mindful of the little
you
man
call.
Because
no,
it's,
you
know, it's only his.
No, you call. No, I'll call. Call.
It's only,
you know what's going to happen if I call.
I don't want him to be stressed out. And it's his only his second week of school. And he's sitting there, you know, he's looking at dad. At one point, he turns around. This actually made me laugh because I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And I feel a tug at my shorts. And he comes over and he goes, Dad. And by the way, boxer shorts, because I stand at the bus in my underwear.
Love it.
That's what I'm wearing. No, I feel this little tug.
And Crocs.
Look, alligator. And I'm like, what? And I turn around, and he goes, so he's just busting my balls. So he's perfectly, he's in bliss. You know, he's going, hey, there's an alligator coming up. I love that kid. He's great.
You think he's going to school?
He's been, by the way, gold star last week, at the end of the week, a gold star. You know, that's my little man. Way to go, dude. But the thing is,
if
I'm
you've
sorry
got an app that tells you you're late.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going to be held accountable in that manner, that's rough. That is rough.
So today was the first day that I've shaken hands with this guy. I like this guy. He was smiling.
Sweaty palms.
And then 7 days. No, dry. Okay. Dry. But I mean, it was just, I didn't shake hands with him this morning. Maybe they were sweaty this morning because he went out
kick
till 3 o'clock
and say,
in the morning.
When's this hunk of junk going to get here on time?
And here's the thing. This is just the only thing I want to talk about the school bus. This is not, I don't think it's brand
new. Is it a short
new,
bus or a long bus?
It's a long bus and it's not old.
Oh, okay.
It's not brand new, but it's also not like some of them I hear that are like clanking along. Mm-hmm. This bus is relatively new, like shiny new.
Yes.
Okay. So I know buses, and I drove in the dead of winter when I was home from break. I would drive in the wintertime. I drove in snow. 5 inches of snow fell on one of my routes one day. I drove a bus in the middle of an electrical storm,
nice.
Like one of those microbursts. I've been on these buses. They don't not start when it's a perfectly nice day. Come on. And down here, what is it? Oh, I guess the bus froze up with that 80-degree temperature down at the bus yard that we have down here.
We're
it
in
just
Florida,
frustrates
for
me.
God's sakes. Or you're in Florida.
Yes. Well, now, hold on a second. Let me look. I'll check.
Can you check the bus
right
now?
I can look at the
Please.
App right now. I can tell you what's happening.
I love this.
Let's see where it is. All right. 14 minutes ago. Obviously picking up other kids now. Let me see. Holy yes, it's in Miami. Oh my God. Hit the thing. That's the kicker. Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara. It's the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Hit
it again. Go ahead. Hit it again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara Show at www.
I saw it coming, Mike. I saw it coming.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Lane?
Shelly.
I'm sorry I started.
You must see.
Too late.
Not too late.
Ordered you the porterhouse.
A minute or two. When you were tied up with anything?
No, sorry, I'm just late.
I ordered you the porterhouse.
Oh, no, I don't eat meat. I'll just have the penne.
You should. You should really try the steak. Ask
no, thank
Hugo
you.
To burn
no,
it on
no,
the
no.
outside.
Thanks, that's all right. I really don't eat meat. I'll just go ahead with the penne.
Spicy?
Yes, please. Good, thanks.
Let the big talk begin.
Have you seen this?
My file on you, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it? Have you read it?
What do you have to say for yourself?
With all due respect, Madam Senator, it doesn't matter what I have to say for myself.
Oh, it doesn't. Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chairman, that all you can claim about me, claim, is that I had sex while...
Deviant sex.
Oh, who deviant? Who says it was deviant?
I do. And what I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
It's Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That is one of my favorite movies in the whole wide world, called The Contender. I love, love, love that movie. And that's Lane Hansen, Senator Lane Hansen. Oh, my God, I forgot the actress that plays her. That's Gary Oldman playing the senator, the congressman. And that is a political movie. If you have not seen it and you like political thrillers, please watch The Contender. Jeff Bridges. Oh, my God. Why am I not getting the woman name?
The Contender.
Anyway, we are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Joan Allen. Thank you.
Oh, never
Joan Allen. Got it. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show, TMOS to Our Friends, is a national radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. If you're brand new, enjoy. And for those of you that really, really keep this engine going day after day, we're coming up on our 10th anniversary, and I want to give you all a big bear hug. We thank you. We thank you. From Long Pond, Pennsylvania, to Winterset, Iowa, from Alexandria Bay, New York, to Bellevue, Washington, from Vallo, Germany, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I have had my sleep number bed, it seems like, forever. And I love it, love it, love it. Let me ask you a question, Mr. and Mrs. TMOS listener. When was the last time you really slept great? If it's been a while, you probably need a new mattress. If you aren't getting quality sleep you deserve, may I recommend my bed, the Sleep Number bed. Right now at Sleep Number stores, it's the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and queen mattresses start at only $8.99. Do you wish your mattress could be firmer or softer? That's what the Sleep Number bed is famous for. You can adjust each side so it's just right for both of you. It's funny to watch all the other companies try to copy Sleep Number because, I mean, Sleep Number is kind of one of the originators with this. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts so you're effortlessly comfortable all night long. Will you love it? Just ask J.D. Power. Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2018 award information. Visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. I love, 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 love it. Come in during the biggest sale of the year. For a limited time, save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. Please do that. They have been a loyal, loyal client. You're going to love the product and mention my name. A lot of people have been doing that lately, and we're really, really grateful after all these years that people do this. Oscar Santana was on a vacation, but there is an element of this vacation that even I do not know about because you have been working with some pretty rarefied air when it comes to Podcast Village. Just for the purpose of background, we talk about Podcast Village all the time, but I never give you a chance to really explain outside of taping this show what goes on there. There are people from everywhere that come to Washington, D.C. and do this out of our studios, our facilities in Washington, right?
We are, I would say, blessed to be in the position that collectively, you know, spawning out of the Mike O'Mara show and connecting with Charlie Burning through the Smith School of Business when I went back to business school and launching Podcast Village, that we have some pretty high-profile clients. And, you know, by design, when we first started, as we're coming up on our two-year anniversary, Mike, which would probably be, you know, at the end of this year, we don't always talk about all of our clients. Some people we have to ask permission if we're going to discuss them here on the show. And it's really out of respect to the client relationship that we have. Now, I've been cleared to discuss certain aspects of the show because it's part of my trip, because it's part of our life. And that's what we do here on the program.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We are blessed and we are happy. We're excited to work on the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library podcast, 41. It's through the George and Barbara Bush Foundation. And one of the elements of this broadcast is to set up remote broadcast points around the country. One of them happened to be coincided with my trip this past weekend to the Northeast, where I was, I think, it's an honor, that's the way I look at it, to be able to actually visit and work at the compound, which is known as Walker's Point or Kennebunkport.
Yeah, you have been, for people that might not be keeping track, you have been down to
College
the
Station.
Library in Texas for 41, the father of W, 43. Mm-hmm. And this trip, you had told me, and I was kind of jealous, to be honest with you, that you were going to be going up to Kennebunkport. And I just thought, you know, everybody remembers the pictures of
HW. The Summer White House.
The Summer White House up there and the boat and everything. And when you told me that fact that you had been up there, I was very excited for you. But what I didn't expect was some of the stuff that that you got a chance to do. Just to be around this, it's a different world, isn't it?
It's a different world. It's also one of these moments, Mike, and I'm sure you've had them in radio, where you try to remember, you're like, just try to enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
Just enjoy this moment. It's about rarefied air. It's about an honor. It's about making sure you do the job you say you're going to do. And this piece of, I guess, a quick anecdote, we arrive to Boston. My wife and I drive up on Friday, say hi to our family, arrive around 10 p.m., 11 p.m., have to go to bed early, wake up.
You're talking about arriving 10 p.m., 11 p.m. in Boston.
In Boston, see my family. Right. My brother's 50th birthday party is Saturday night. My brother-in-law, I'm sorry. He's turning 50. It's a big deal to him. It should be. And It's much like you want your 60th to, you want a celebration, you want a big presence, you wanted something special. He wants
would
something
have loved
for his
a 50th. Gift.
Yeah, would have loved.
My gift is my daughters. My both daughters.
Yeah, but something material. Something you want like an HGTV.
Still,
yeah, you
know. Still haven't got it. Yeah, I'm going down to get fit for new golf clubs. Thank you. No car, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it this week.
We didn't want to disappoint Mike. I remembered. I said my brother-in-law is in town in Boston from Los Angeles with our entire family. And my nephew's baptism is Sunday. So Saturday I got a party for his 50th birthday in Boston at a restaurant. And Sunday I have a baptism early morning. What is my window of time to go to Walker's Point? It's Saturday morning of last week.
Yeah, you are give or take 2 hours away.
Bingo. 1:30, 1:40, it says on Waze. You know, Waze always lies to you. So I say, I don't want to pull a Michael Mara show and be late.
Not this time. George H.W. Bush, for God's sake.
And his family. I get a hot text in the morning at 6:30 in the morning from a family member that says, "Are you?" My initial appointment time was 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Can you move it to 11 a.m.? And we have room for two. We would like to take you and your wife out on the boat, and we would like you to come to lunch with us after we do the work." So that in itself was unexpected. 6:30 a.m.
What did you expect the total time frame would be up there when you got up there? A couple hours like install some stuff.
Set it all up, test it with the team, and move on. And I'm a solo. I met my team, my wife and I. Right.
All right.
Now there is a paradigm here where the Latin family steps in, and the entire time I said, "Hey, be gone for a 3 hour trip, 4 hours tops. I'll be back for this dinner.
I'll be
back for it." Yeah, it's at night. I'm fine with at night, right?
All right, very good.
But it's also this like pack mentality. When the Santanas get together, / Sabalos, / Christostomos, whatever that Greek
last
name is.
That's the priority.
Yes, that's the. So I feel that pang of guilt. Doesn't matter if I'm working. I'm still the youngest,
and I'm working at a president's house,
and I'm making it all about me, the youngest, making it all about him after a 50th birthday party is happening and a baptism. I'm the godfather. And I say to my sister, I was like, "Hey, I got this hot text. This is 7 a.m. now because I'm up, right? You're up. Everybody's up. Everybody's responsible.
They got to like you. If you're being asked to go out on the boat, they got to dig you."
I think I'm pretty affable, Mike. I'm a good guy.
They
got to
dig you. They got to dig you.
Which is super. It's kind of surreal. It's the best way I can put it.
Pretty cool.
And I say, "Hey, Tatiana, I don't want to. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to have to meet you probably at the restaurant because I don't know how long this is going to take and I don't want to say no. But I know you guys are prepping for this party. I just talked to Shannon, because she's a good wife and knows my family. She says, look, why don't you go alone? I will stay and help with the party planning because I said I would beforehand. I wasn't invited. I didn't know I was going to go the first time around."
She is a trooper
for
doing that.
She was invited. She was specifically invited. Shannon,
that's cool.
We have room for two. We'd love to have to host Shannon and you on the boat to come on out.
Very cool.
So my wife steps up and I said, "All right, well, I promise I'll make this as respectful to the family, both families. Got a family here, got a family there, right? A Podcast Village family, got responsibilities, got a family for the Santanas."
I'm Reasley. I hate to interrupt you with this. I just have to say one thing. You can't hear it over my microphone here. I'm reasonably sure that the building next door might have just collapsed. I just heard about a rather
sick. A roof went down?
I don't know what they're doing over there, but unless there's some San Andreas fault thing
here.
All right, go ahead. So your wife decides to hang back with your family, and you're off to Kennebunkport.
I'm off to Kennebunkport.
Very cool.
Which is, and I've never been to that part of Maine. I've been to Bar Harbor. Which I think is glorious and beautiful.
Right.
And I thought it couldn't get any better. Have you ever been to Kennebunkport, Mike?
I've driven through Kennebunkport. I find it too crowded in the middle of the summer. Now, where you go is not crowded because it's special.
There's a
gate.
But
like the town of Kennebunk and all that, it gets pretty crazy down. It's very popular. It's closer to Boston.
I've never even seen it in magazines.
Not too insult anybody you work with, but I'm going to tell you what we refer to that area of Maine as a suburb of Boston. I'm sorry, but that's what we call
it. I could see that. It's close. It's close.
You know that I'm 2 hours, I'm almost 3 hours further north where I live up in Maine. So, but I get it. It's still Maine. It's still the coast of Maine.
I've never seen, when we drove up to Bangor, we didn't drive to Kennebunkport.
No.
Okay.
No, you flew to Bangor.
Yes.
And then got off a plane, bought some fireworks, and came straight
down. Boom, bam.
I would describe that as not a very pretty part of the state. And then when you get down to the coastline, you know, it's very beautiful homes, gorgeous part, rarefied air, as we said before, third time we've said it now. It's special, and it's, you know, it's just a little hop, skip, and a jump from Boston, which makes it cool too. Right?
So I'm racing to a job, and while you can't necessarily enjoy. You want to make sure you brought all the equipment, everything set. I'm packed in the Volvo. Mm-hmm. When you turn onto that coastal road, that's when you're like, whoa, this is something out of Central Casting. What movies have been filmed here? The only, that type of, beauty, natural beauty, I've seen at Acadia National Park. I've seen out west when you're in Malibu, of course. People are going to be like, oh, of course, Malibu is beautiful. No, it's beautiful. Yep. Beautiful. You've just never seen anything like that.
Yeah. Very, very, very special part of the world. Absolutely.
And you drive up to Walker's Point, and there is a gate with Secret Service. And I am in the Volvo. And I will not go through the security protocol as respect to the family. Yes. get through that. And then you park. And once you're in, you're like, oh, my God, I'm here.
Yeah.
It is surreal. The grass is like something out of Disney World. Everything is perfect. And
world leaders, Oscar, there are icons of show business. Just hundreds of players have walked those grounds, including presidents of the United States and a president who lives there in the summer White House, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and Jeb Bush and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and people that have been up there. I mean, it's pretty special stuff. It really, really is.
And you want to be a professional. So I'm not taking pictures. I'm not doing any of that. I'm being as professional as possible.
I just picture you wide-eyed, just like with your serious look on your face. Oh. Hello, but never getting over the fact that you know where you are. Appreciate stuff.
Oh,
and you love Maine,
this
by the
huge.
Way. I knew you love Maine more than anybody else on our crew. So I get it. I understand.
I love Maine. Right. I parked the car. I didn't want to be presumptuous, so I didn't drive to the home I would be working in. There is a road that takes you there, but I parked where I would imagine the service and the Secret Service park. And I get out of the car, and I hear a name being called as I'm unpacking the gear.
Oscar! Oscar!
No. I'm being called a different name, and I won't share the name. And then I look up and he goes, oh!
Manuel!
No! This is how great this family is. It's Neil Bush.
Okay.
And he says, Oscar.
I know I'm on TV.
He says, Oscar, you're coming on the boat today. I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody like there wasn't even another Latin name. It was just another name of somebody else that was there.
He goes, Francisco.
It really wasn't even a Latin name.
I'm kidding.
That he recognized me from College Station where we initially met months ago.
Right.
And then said, we'll see you on the boat in about 15 minutes. Was like, how does somebody
that?
What, like one-on-one?
Well, the political, just if I can enlighten
you,
the political game. And I have family members that have been in that game. And in fact, I brought this up about names. And one of the things that a lot of these guys, you'll find congressmen, senators, and people that work for them, have this amazing ability. That's part of the deal. The best way of describing it would be in the movie Devil Wears Prada, when Miranda Priestly is going to the gala, and she actually has two books that her people have to study, so she will be able to address everybody by
names.
Most people, they have that natural ability to remember, especially if you're doing something that's important to them. They retain that, and it's kind of cool. That's why a lot of them are good at it, even family members of HW.
Yeah, which was very impressive, and I said, thank you for the invite. I know that there's a kind of a delay for this installation. We'll work that out. I'm just looking for so-and-so's home.
You were installing insulation in their house?
No,
I would have thought they would have perfectly heating and air conditioning.
I know there's a delay for the installation.
Oh, installation.
Yes.
Said insulation.
No.
All right. Let's take a break. Let's take a break here because I want to come back because you're there You're at the compound. Hit the music, and now you have to hit the music.
Yeah, I got it. Boom, bam. Little loud.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
All right. They were all rocking out to the Bush family, baby. Yes, sir. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to hear all about your time up there and who you hobnob with. I'm looking for big names, Oscar. We'll be right back on the Michael Barrett Show.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with a hammer and sickle. Do you,
perfect timing,
our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Hims. It's summertime, and I bet you think you can hide that thinning hair under a baseball hat, right? Wrong! You're not fooling anybody. The fact is, 66% of men, turn that down a little bit, lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. So you got to act now. The solution? Science. Courtesy of 4hims.com. A one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. Order now. Our listeners can get a trial month of Hims right now for just $5 while supplies last. Do it today. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. We're talking with Oscar about his summer vacation, which really was not entirely a vacation because you are very involved in the with the Bush family in this wonderful podcast venture that they have begun, and it requires you to travel around the United States, getting them set up so that these podcasts can be done wherever. Like I do mine on the road, and you know your way around that. So this is exciting. You get on the campus of Walker Point, where you know, basically named after George Herbert Walker. Yeah, it's very cool. And you're there, and they mentioned to you that you're going to go out on is it the boat? By the way, is it the boat that we saw on TV?
It's
speedboat,
41's boat. It's the Fidelity. Yes.
Oh my God!
Now we've
how
studied.
Special that must be for that family. I feel for them a little bit. That's
well. I mean, and really, if you think about it, this is still fresh. We're talking about just a few months.
Yeah,
right?
and so, the funeral, and just what an incredible moment it was, especially in the times we live in right now. And I remember we all watched it. Who didn't watch that? I mean, an amazing legacy, really.
So for me, it's more about respect. And I think everybody's been in this position before. You just don't want to mess anything up. You just want to get in clean and get out clean and make sure that you do the job you're there for.
Right.
So I meet my contact, and we start discussing, hey, do you want to set this up right now, or do you want to take some time and then come back later? Like, I'm at your disposal. I'm not going to mention, hey, I got to get back for this 50th anniversary party or 50th birthday.
You can't.
No.
You can't because, I mean, you're still, you know, new to these folks. And, you know, this is an opportunity. I get it. I know how the drill works.
So I get there and I'm like, okay. I didn't know we were going to go out on this beautiful speedboat. I thought it was just going to be, because I'm a rube and I don't expect much. So I was like, oh, we're going to go on a little
cruise.
You think
you were going to go out on a dinghy when they called you at 6:30 in the morning and said you're going on a boat ride? Do you think you were going on what, on a paddle boat? What the hell?
I didn't know what type of boat it was going to be. And I really thought, well, maybe we'll have sandwiches on the water. I don't know how this works, right?
Yeah.
And
did you think big? Did you think it might be something like this? Didn't you? I would have made, because I've watched this. Being a Mainer, part of the year, I have watched this for years. I have watched him out on that speedboat. That is very cool. Because first of all, that's not the typical boat you see
around those waters.
No,
and that's
don't.
What I like. That's what I liked about him, that he kind of danced to his own drummer. He liked speed. He was an air, you know, he was an airman. He actually knew, you know, he loved speed, and that was his way to get out on the boat and do that. So when I've seen that, I always thought, man, what a cool thing it would be to be on that boat.
In his doc that you can find on HBO, it's 41. He talks about the boat and how in his later years, when maybe his health was failing him, the way that he could really, you know, get out there and do what he wanted was on that boat. It would let him maneuver the way he wanted through life on that boat, which is beautiful.
A short sidebar, and I wasn't there, shocker, you know, making my way, wasn't up there when my cousins took my dad out for his last time on the water. And he was on oxygen, and it would be his last summer up there, up in Maine, and they put him on the boat. It's where he was truly happy. There's something about being on that water that is so special to so many people. And, you know, he came back in, and his legs were gone. And so it was really hard for him to walk because the medication that helped him breathe, my dad, helped him, you know, it took away the muscle tone from his legs. So one of my cousin's girlfriends was on the dock, and helped him out of the water, helped him out of the boat. And then later that night, they had him in tears because they were talking about who was Uncle Bill making out with on the dock, because they saw this young girl, this young hot chick with her arms around him. And it was one of those great, great moments they gave him. I'll always love my cousins for doing that for him. But being on the water, that's the special part. And to be on that, I mean, I can't tell you how excited I was when I heard you were going to do this.
So for context, when someone says we have room for two on a boat, you're like, oh, this is a small boat. Large, but I don't know how you do head counts on a boat. I don't know enough about it. I know that you probably say, okay, we have four or five people. We're safe with six. I don't know. I'm thinking again.
It's not a lot on a boat like that.
So I don't
not
know.
Not even close.
I don't know.
I'm thinking, 10 people maybe? 10, 11 people tops?
12,
maybe less?
12, I think. 12? 12, yes.
Yeah. That's a lot of people on a boat like that. Very cool.
I arrive to the home. They say, oh, you should have just driven up. And mind you, there's a lot of, you know, security. So I was fine where I parked. It was good. Right. I walked up, and walking up that, I would say that road with the Atlantic Ocean to the left of you is gorgeous.
Yeah,
you just look around. You're like, don't look around too much.
Never
just
been there. I can imagine.
I can't believe this is what I'm here and we're doing. This is great. Get to the house. Say, okay, this is perfect. They say, let's get you a jacket because it'll make it cold on the water. Get me a jacket. It's a presidential library jacket. I'm like, this is great. And then I have it in my hand. We walk down.
You get to keep it?
No. Didn't ask to keep it. Didn't have to keep it.
We're see, I'm fine. A DJ. Like, can I keep this?
Can I have this Planet Hollywood jacket, please?
Hey, Clark, can I keep this, please? Can I keep this, please? They got it all together, though. They want a jacket. We got a special jacket. They got a little library of jackets back there. It's very cool.
So,
I'm living vicariously through you right here.
Beautiful cottage or bungalow, as they call them, and cottages, depending on who you talk to. And I think it's also wonderful. And it reminds me of your family, Mike, in Maine, where everybody has their own little home and there's a main home.
Yeah.
And I knew that there was multiple cottages on the property. I just didn't know how many and how beautiful it was going to be. So
very similar, minus the money and togetherness. Separate those two things and you'd be all set.
The radius of space, though, is probably correct. Where it's close.
Yeah. Very, very, very close. Yeah. You know, it's special. Okay. All right.
We walk down to the dock, which is a private dock. And there is this beautiful speedboat. And I don't know enough about boats, but I recognized the boat from the documentary. And I said, wow, this is an honor, another honor. Yeah. And the family's amassing there. We've got every brother and sister and some nephews and cousins that are going across.
Immediately jump to your, you know, oh my God, I know that person. Is there?
Oh yeah. Recognized all of them.
Okay. All right.
It was truly just like, hey, don't fall off this dock. Don't fall off this dock. The boat pulls up. One of the family members, he throws me the rope like, hey, you're on the side of the dock. Catch this rope for the boat. I, of course, missed the rope. Because I was not expecting that.
I can see your wide eyes.
I was not expecting that. I was like, oh, you just threw me the rope. And these Butterfingers let them slide right through into the water. But let me pick that up, pretend like that didn't just happen.
Hey, it happens all the time. Ropes get wet, no problem. You're cool.
Yes.
No
so I play that off as best I could. I know inside I was dying. And I start, you're like, tie it up. And luckily, Mr. Michael O'Mara taught me how to tie up a boat when I was in Maine.
Do you have a cleat? Do you have a cleat there? Is there a cleat?
There is a cleat. There is a cleat.
A cleat.
A cleat.
All right.
You taught me how to do that.
Okay,
so I start pretending that I remember how Michael O'Mara taught me how to tie up a boat because I've got
it's
the front of the boat.
It's funny that you're the guy they're doing. Are you doing this because you're like one of the few men there? Or, I mean, not to be sexist,
I think it was
are they doing this to test you?
It's where I was standing.
Okay.
It's just position. I took the pole position. No, I was at the boat came in. I was at the back of the dock where it happened
to be stern.
The stern.
Okay.
Where it happened to be my. There were two tie ups for the boat.
Okay. All right.
So that. So I start tying up the younger gentleman who's about to go to college who threw me the rope. Says you got
was
that.
Was he piloting the boat? Was he at the helm? Was he at the controls? Or was he?
He was at the controls. Yes.
Just him on the boat. Was he just?
No.
Solo
it was him and another family member. And
okay. All right.
He goes, you got that? And I'm like, I got.
I don't know why this detail is so important to me, but it's just I'm picturing the whole thing.
I start putting it all together.
Are they younger? Are these younger people in the family? Or
No, these are siblings. Siblings to Neil Bush.
It's Tito.
No,
it's Tito Bush.
No. It's Neil, Marvin, Doro. Like it
you
is.
You got the whole fam.
And
you're part of the family.
And your boy.
Oh.
And I Jeb's younger son. It's we're there,
very
right?
Cool. Very, very cool.
I start tying up, and he goes, "You got so the questioning my tying of, you know, up and down." Like
are they the laughing a little bit?
No. It's just funny. I was like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Did this once in my life before. I might have total recall, but you might want to double check.
Okay, that's the right answer.
And and he jumps off. He goes, that's pretty good actually. Let me just tighten it up. Done. Get on the boat. I think one of the family. I remember one of the family members saying, "Hey." Do you want to come back here? Because it's going to be a pretty bumpy ride. And I was like, how? He actually says, how is your back? Because if you're good with it, like it's
is
fun.
Is it blowing a little bit out there?
And, yeah,
is it blowing
and,
a
yeah,
little bit?
Yeah, it's blowing a little bit. But also, I wasn't aware where we were going and the rate of speed we were going to go at.
Okay, you're going out to eat, right?
Yeah, we're going to another town to
eat. It's what we do up there. It's fun. It's
on
fun.
The
you
water.
Take a boat. Yes,
I call
cool.
Uber Eats. This is not a life I know.
It's fun.
Be on a speedboat with one of the most powerful families in the world. Ooh, barely tie up a boat. So I wanted to feel the power of the boat. I said, thank you. I'll be right here. I'll hold on if it gets too
bumpy.
Where
are you standing? Are you in the middle? Are you up by the helm? Like where the controls are? Or are you in the bow?
I'm already in the is the bow is the front of the boat?
The bow is the front.
Okay. I'm halfway from the bow to the stern, but sitting on a bench on the front of the boat.
I get it. Okay, all right? I know where you are.
So if you're a boater or whatever you are, a yachter, I don't know what you call
it. Yeah, no, you're a boater. So you want to be up in the front and get the feeling for it.
I want to feel the wind and I want to feel the bumps of the sea. I remember doing this as a younger kid, not on a boat like this, clearly, on a Zodiac.
Right.
It was fun.
Right.
So he says, okay. He goes, just you're welcome if it gets too bumpy to come on back. Now, in the front are two like nieces and nephews or grandchildren with their moms. So they're sitting there as well because it's fun to bump up and down. And, you know, the rest of the family is smart and they sit in the back. Or they stand in the back because that's going to be the smoothest ride. The boat takes off. And I'm saying, like, because they have open waters and you've got a captain who knows what he's doing. He like floors it. And we are skimming across the Atlantic going to another point in Maine, which I thought was one of the most glorious moments of my life.
Yeah.
Just
there you go.
Surreal.
I'd give anything to trade places with
so
you.
So surreal.
Spectacular. Absolutely spectacular.
And Doral, he goes, you like lobster? Lobster rolls? Lobster rolls good?
No, I hate them. Oh, they're poisonous to me. I'm allergic. No,
I love
thank you.
Them. I'm a pescatarian. Anything from the sea, whatever you want, I'll do.
What do you figure he's doing? 40 knots, 50 knots, something like that? You
know, I think 50 knots, easy.
Yeah,
easy.
Flying.
He was flying, and he was commanding that boat. Like You know when someone's doing, they've done this before.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're
the
doing.
Best thing in the world. It's a great feeling. Fantastic.
We arrive at this cove, which looks that I didn't even know existed. I don't even know the town. If I had the name, that'd be fantastic.
Right.
But it is this little opening. But when you're driving towards it, it's like, and I'm going to sound like a rube. You think we're going towards these rocks. You're going towards these rocks. You're going towards these rocks. And no, not at all. They know what they're doing.
Sure.
And
they've done it a million times.
You pull into this cove, and I've seen footage online from this little town. It's picturesque. I'm sure it's famous, and I'm just not giving you the name because I'm a rube. And we pull in, and you can tell right away that people recognize this boat.
Oh,
and they recognize
course.
The family.
Of course. Yeah, I know. And it's you.
And
it's
me.
It's you on the boat. Hey. This is so cool.
Is right, that the Podfather?
We got to take another break.
Okay,
can you wrap this up when we come back?
I can. Yeah, I'll take it.
Because I know this is not the best part, right?
Yeah, no,
there are other parts.
Yes.
Let's take a break. When we come back, you're at lunch on the Bush's boat, Oscar.
This is surreal.
I love it. Oh, man. We will take a break, come back with more of this fascinating story of Oscar and the family when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's official. We're in the dog days of summer. However, the weather will soon change, and thoughts will turn to the holidays and fruitcakes.
Yay.
Place your order now for this delectable holiday favorite, culled from a traditional Spiewak family recipe, with two great ways to purchase. The Deluxe Plan and the Super Premium Fruitcake Plan, complete with a hand-signed card and a special one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and order today. But you better hurry! TMOS Fruitcake Futures, the perfect way to share your love of TMOS with those you love.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Turn that down a little bit. Hey! Carla got her FabFitFun box
what
yesterday.
A box this month, Mike. What
oh,
a box.
Oh, my God. She was so excited. And Daddy was excited. There's a phenomenal salt and pepper shaker in there. We needed. Who doesn't need a salt and pepper shaker once in a while? It's fantastic. I have to go out and get salt and pepper for it today. It is so very, very cool. Everything in the FabFitFun box is exciting. The fall box, the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get yourself ready for autumn. FabFitFun, they take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you. Each box customized to your interests, delivered right to your door. She gets so excited, and now I get excited when I see this. It's full of so many cool things. You've got to see it to believe it. Carl and I fight over the exfoliating pads. No, we don't. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You open the box up, it's got full-size stuff in there. She flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas four times a year. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. No samples of anything. This is a gift. People will they will deify you if you send this gift. They will love you for this. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value, and I know this for sure, of over $200. She loved her yoga mat, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe that we get the FabFitFun box, it's fantastic. All the stuff is top of the line. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up. Start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Between Rob Spiewak going to concerts and you doing this, you guys are having a great summer, and I'm sitting down here in 500 degree weather just living vicariously through you guys. So we left off where you were coming into this little harbor.
Yeah.
They asked you if you like lobster rolls. You notice the people on the dock are looking at the family. This is a big, big deal. You're smart enough to know you're in a special moment here, and this had to be very cool. So what happened
next? You want to take a beat and just say, okay, let's make sure that, you know, this has been a nice, I guess, for early 40 minutes into this. Like, just keep it tight.
Yep.
No missteps.
Yeah,
I don't want to feel, I don't want to sound like a rube, but this is a big deal. It's a big deal,
Of course it's a big deal. And they like you, and you honor that, and you respect that. And I think that's why you're doing so well in this situation. That's probably why you're on that boat in the first place.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I appreciate that. So we arrive. The harbor master, who's like 100 feet up, because we're down low on the water, says, hey, we're full. And by the full, like, but we can make room for this, like, we'll make room for the boat, right?
Okay. You will.
Well, the captain says, no, I'll stay back and wait, but I would like to just offload the family, which is...
Right.
Classy move.
Yep.
He could have been like,
so that tells you all you need to know. Let me tell you what that tells you. I thought immediately, hey, we're the so-and-so family. We're coming in here. Make way for... No, that's a sweet deal right there. That tells you that's just the way this family rolls. I'm sorry, it's a big deal, folks. I know you might not think so, but it is, because they could easily probably get their own special spot that would be blocked off if they called ahead. That's not the way. They don't want to displace anybody else. They're just dumped. I love that.
It was a little back and forth. Right, hey, there. I got a sailboat coming in, but it's okay. Like, you guys, and they're like, no. Like, we're gonna wait. We just want to offload the family and our guests. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and I love the urgency of he pulled up and he said, off, everybody off. Everybody, like, it wasn't like, hey, take your time.
Yeah, because another boat's coming in and he wants to honor that. This is Neil that's at the helm, probably?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool, Neil.
Wasn't that cool? Like, yeah, I was like, all right, so we all get off the boat.
I get it. They didn't need to do that, believe me.
Yeah, it was totally cool. We walk up, they go to a local restaurant that they know and they love. They arrive. Dora looks back, says, clam chowder? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, the standard. There you go.
Mike, I've never had clam chowder in my life after all these years.
Right?
I was like, yeah, lobster roll? What? I'm good.
Different chowder, isn't it? Is it better than anything you've ever tasted?
Well,
yeah. They do. Listen, there's one thing food-wise that you will not get in the rest of the country. You won't. I'm sorry. You won't. It doesn't exist. You go to Maine, they have a different view of chowder. It's not that stuff that you think. It's not the floury, thick stuff that you can stand a spoon up in. It's very, it's a soup. It's delicious. It's fantastic.
It is. And coming off a boat ride, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. We sit down and there are a couple of different tables we sit down at, and the conversation about podcasting, the world of podcasting, we start having. And we have it for maybe 40 minutes to an hour, depending on time. Mm-hmm. And 20 minutes of that is talking about the world of podcasting, how they're excited to honor their father with this podcast.
It's what they're doing it for. You have mentioned that it's the legacy of HW, yes, 41.
The show will be called All the Best. We are in heavy production right now as we speak. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And we will announce when we actually release here on the show, Mike.
Love to get somebody on the show to talk about it.
Please.
Love to do that.
We'll
that
be
would
done.
Be great.
Absolutely. All right. And then they have what any family would have. They had family conversations, which I will not divulge here, but I was honored to be a part of, and the level of trust that is given to have these conversations within the family.
I'm glad they allowed you to come in and talk about it, because I think it's a great story, and it's great to hear. And I appreciate the family letting you do that. I know that's not common practice either. So to the Bush family, salute from your boy here, mm-hmm. because really, that's just terrific. I think this is so
great. And when we're done, everyone wants to go get ice cream. And I could tell that a part of the family was like not going to get ice cream. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be a toddler. And I said, I'll just hang back with you guys. And I will stick with this core group that's close to the boat.
Did you tell them you were lactose intolerant?
No, I did not say that.
No, I'm just kidding.
I just
after
did not,
the chowder,
I,
that's it. That's
did not was. Want to make a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I started hanging out, and I tried to take in this little town that I'd never been to. It's beautiful.
You're probably in Kennebunkport. Kennebunkport, probably.
Probably. Yeah. I'll look on a map, and I'll figure that out.
okay.
But you just want to play your position.
Right.
I play my position. I take a few pictures. I was like, hey, I can take a picture of you and so-and-so and the family, take a few pictures of the people. And then they said, we're going to go to the restroom. I hang out. I was like, I'll just hang out here, wait for the family to come back. And then I'm standing there alone, just taking a few pics, taking it all in. And Neil, who, by the way, and Marvin, who just were so kind. But Neil walks down. The entire family, just 10 out of 10, walks down and sees me. Sees me standing alone near the dock, and he's like, oh, like they left you? I'm like, no. A couple people went to the store, and a couple people went down the restroom. I'm just going to hang out. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that. And he goes, have you had any pictures taken of do you want any pictures for yourself? And I said, no, it's okay. Like, I don't want to put anybody out.
Right.
He goes, no. You got to come with me. There's a drawbridge, a small people drawbridge.
Right.
And he goes, if you're here, you got to take a picture. It's iconic. So he walks me up to this bridge and says, and takes a couple snapshots.
Awesome.
I didn't need that. Like, it was just...
Nope. That's cool.
So
that's
nice.
That's fantastic.
Right?
That's great. I love that.
Super nice. And
you didn't throw up and you didn't fall off the boat.
No.
You didn't do anything
Get back
that.
On the boat. shoot back, and it is the same game, like perfect, flying across the water, arrive, and then what is it? It's low tide, so they're like, we got to get the dinghy. Mike, I know your world of the dinghy.
Yeah, you have to anchor the boat and bring a dinghy in, right?
Yes.
That's the way. Because you can't bring the boat up to the dock unless it's high tide.
No.
I get it. I know how
so
that works.
So the dinghy is brought over, and it was, like, it doesn't matter how powerful a family you are. It doesn't matter where, a dinghy is a dinghy. Wooden dinghy, you got to get in, get out. But we have to offload 12 people.
So it takes a while.
It takes a while. Mm-hmm. Just fun, how everybody's patient, nobody's bitching about it. Everyone's like, all right, no one's saying, hey, like, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first.
Mm-hmm.
We get off, get onto the water. I don't fall in the drink because a dinghy, doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is, you don't want to tip it over. So
well,
I'm very
it's a
careful.
Small dinghy then. It's not like a motorized.
Yes. No. It's a,
they row in?
Yeah, they row in. We row in.
Wow.
Right? We get off. I tell the team, I was like, look, I have some more equipment in the car. He goes, just drive the car up. Next time, just drive the car up to the driveway, the home's driveway. So I grab my car. I say hi to the Secret Service again as they see me walking through this path. I'm like, hey, I'm okay.
Hi, boys.
Don't mind me. I was here earlier. I'm sure I have some facial recognition that's picking me up. We're good to go. Grab the Volvo, pull up, get out, get into the home. Start setting everything up. They're loving. We're talking to Rob Ford here in D.C. We have a direct connection. Everything's working out perfectly.
Now, the Secret Service is there, right? They're on campus?
Yes. So, and there are multiples. So
okay. That might mean something.
And
either somebody's coming or somebody's there, right?
Yes. And as I'm putting the wires together and this is not a big setup, but we did a lot of pre-planning to know where these cables were going to go and how much cable exactly we needed for certain setup.
Okay.
And then once the gear was cleared by the Secret Service, all of that had to be done. And through a bay window, I see the 43rd President of the United States.
W is there. See, that's what I was going to say. With the Secret Service, that means you've got to... Oh.
So...
Wow.
This is already cool, and I'm not going to push my luck, and I imagine this will happen in the future. But
so you just sort of pop up and look out the window, and you see?
No, I'm sitting at a table working, and I have two family members to the left and right of me.
Right.
And I just had, that was my purview. I see through the bay window. Like I see.
Like, is he walking into the building?
He's there. He's talking to somebody in the distance. I could tell.
Right.
And I get kind of the nod of like, hey, do you want to go and say hello? But, Mike, we're in the middle of working. We're setting this broadcast up.
Oh, my God, the struggle. You didn't say no, did you?
I said, I'm not going to say no, but I want to make sure we get this right for your broadcast. And I know you're tight on time because they had something to do. So let's make sure we get this right. If this happens today, that's amazing. If it doesn't, it'll be next time. We'll make this. And she looked at me and said, thank you. Thank you for making this it was the right move. It was the right move to make.
Okay.
It was the right move to make. Now, would it have been awesome? Yeah. But again, Mike, you're there for a mission, right? You want to make sure the mission, like the lunch was already wonderful.
Right.
The boat ride was unexpected. You want to make sure this is done correctly.
That you're doing your thing.
Yes. Okay. We do this right. Right. You take care of your family, your Podcast Village family, and then you're good to go.
Okay.
So we do all of this, do the test. It goes great. Everyone's happy. We actually record a few liners for a couple of the shows we're working through. I should give a plug to Doro Bush's podcast. It's called Health Gig. It's about overall a wellness lifestyle, wellness podcast. Again, Health Gig. You can find it on any platform that has podcasts. And it's a phenomenal show.
Okay.
And this gear will be set up for all the best and Health Gig. But what's wonderful about that entire experience is as I'm walking out, it's like, you see, because this is how classy this family is. She goes, I didn't want to forget. One, I want to take a few pictures with you. So we have some pictures taken. And she gives me a hat that says 41 on there and says, we don't even make these anymore. I want to make sure that you have something. Thank you for coming up and making this a priority. I know that you have a family engagement. Wow. It was just such a nice, beautiful moment. And I just gave her a hug. I said, I'm happy I was able to take care of this family. And then now I'm going to go see my family. Thank you for making sure Thank you for a wonderful afternoon, but also thank you for letting us be part of this project. And it literally, as I'm driving away, the entire family's on the tennis courts because they're practicing for some family tournament, but not tennis, different game. And I'm driving away and everyone's just waving. I'm driving, the Atlantic is to the right of me, the courts and the cottages are to the left of me, and just what a surreal experience.
Wow. And so you got the work done. And
the work came before
43.
Yeah.
Was 43 on the what game were they practicing?
It's a
pickleball?
Yes. Boom.
It was pickleball.
Yes.
Yeah, pickleball, the Bushman Cole.
They have a pickleball tournament annually, and they are competitive.
That is awesome.
For the family.
Was 43.
Oh yeah.
43 was down playing pickleball. You got away from 43.
Got away from the entire family. They're like,
you're a better man than I am. I'm going to say that you are a better man than I am. If they said, "Would you like to?" Yeah, all right. Hey, I would have been. It would have been exciting to, you know. It's always exciting to meet a president.
Yeah,
very, very cool.
But I just, you got to get the work done.
Yeah,
you got to get the work done.
Yeah,
and if you do good work, we've learned, Mike.
If it had been Robbie, would have said, "Can I stay the night? I'll make pancakes for everybody." Yeah, you get the parameters.
Yes.
You get that. That's why you're there. And you'll have other opportunities.
Yeah, I would hope. So.
Did you meet Laura Bush, the wife of 43?
I did not.
Okay. All right. But you hung out with the fam and that.
Yes.
You were on the boat. That's just spectacular. That's spectacular. I love
and,
that.
And fast forward through the week, I get back to my brother's 50th. Right on time, suit on and all. Baptism is fantastic. Go to Cape Cod. We go to Martha's Vineyard for the day. And on the corner of somewhere in Edgartown, I see what are three SUVs that look like they're Secret Service. And I was like, oh, I wonder if President Obama's here.
Right.
And for a while, they're idling. I'm not making a big deal. I've got Santos the dog. I've got a hat on. I don't want to make a big deal out of this.
Was it Obama?
It was the former first lady. Looked like a family member, and the daughters came out of a restaurant.
Michelle Obama?
Yes. Jumped in the SUV.
You see Michelle Obama and 41 in the same week.
And 43, yes, yes.
43,
yes,
43,
yes,
yes. That is so cool.
Surreal.
Really?
Surreal.
Go pitch her on a podcast. Go ahead. Pitch her on a podcast and say, well, go ahead. Yeah. Turn that down, please. Thank you. That's one. Congratulations.
Quite
what an incredible time.
Quite the week.
Boy, well, yeah. I feel like I don't have anything to offer other than, news you may not need coming up next. And so it's really, I got to be honest with you, folks, it's really not all that good compared to Oscar's story. But I'm going to do it anyway, so F it. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more fun on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, who are the interns on The Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on The Mike O'Mara Show.
No, Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play The Mike O'Mara Show for you, today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
That's fascinating. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS Fruitcake Futures are back. Did you know that? But sadly, some folks just don't understand fruitcake. So, in an attempt to explain, I bring you The Mike O'Mara Show Fruitcake Ingredient of the Day. Today, black walnuts. You're killing me, Rob. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. The Spiewak Signature Fruitcake features three kinds of nuts, but the most important is the black walnut. That's very engaging of you, Rob. Black walnuts have a distinct bold flavor, plus incredible and impressive health benefits. They are one of the few crops still picked by hand, making them a unique, all-natural, and sustainable nut. Black walnuts, pine nuts, hazelnuts. Ultra rare, costly, and worth every penny. Try one and you'll see. TMOS Fruitcakes. Buy now and savor later. They taste even better than you remember them. God, they're good. Go to the website and buy as many as you like, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner, plus a chance at a golden ticket to D.C. and a platinum ticket to Florida. Thank you, Chad Dukes, for coming up with that idea for us. And every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble, everybody.
News.
Let me do that again and play it at the right level. I was worried about that, but it's fine.
News.
Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
All right, just checking. Want to make sure everything's okay. Boy, oh boy, what a great story, Oscar. Thank you for that. Dwayne The Rock Johnson got hitched yesterday to his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian. They've been dating since 2007. The only reason I lead with this is because I said a long time ago that he would be a big movie star, and everybody mocked me, and I was right. Anyway, they have two daughters, age 3 and 16 months. He's 47, she's 34. Oh, that's a disgusting age difference. Lauren is the daughter of Sib Hashian, the drummer on the first two Boston albums. I didn't know that. In the
musical 70s. Musical family.
He died in 2017. The Rock was previously married to Danny Garcia, and they're still business partners. They have an 18-year-old daughter named Simone. Fertile, Dwayne Johnson. You're a fertile man, Mr. Johnson. After 6 years of hiding the fact that they were a couple, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have finally broken up. I won't give you the details. I'll simply say good. I don't know why I'm saying
you're
that.
You're not a Jamie Foxx fan, that's why.
No, I don't like Jamie Foxx. I think he could be a real stain. Anyway, apparently he was seen Friday night. Speculation that he was cheating. Apparently they've been apart for a long time. And apparently they've been apart. Apparently they're not together. I mean, apparently. Like, you ever see that little kid?
Yeah, I love
the viral
that.
Video
I love
with that.
That.
Apparently they're not together anymore. And apparently Katie Holmes said apparently. They're not together.
I know people
apparently.
Knock Ellen, but Ellen had that kid on her show. And I was like, that kid is a 10. He just cared about jumping from bed to bed in his motel room that the Ellen show probably puts him in.
Apparently, I got a free hotel room, apparently.
You're not supposed to jump on the beds.
Don't jump on the bed. Antonio Brown is not done fighting for his right to wear a less safe helmet. Jesus Christ. He returned to the Oakland Raiders training camp after getting an ultimatum from team officials, but there was no practice, so there was no helmet drama. But he also filed a second grievance claiming he's entitled to a 1 year. This is principle. This is pigheadedness. This is what this is.
He's buying time.
He says the new rules are being arbitrarily applied. His first grievance was denied. USA Today has some data with helmet testing. Now, I don't know where this comes from. You got to think this comes from the NFL. They've done some data testing, and Antonio's brain would feel 37.7% more force of impact in the helmet he wants to wear than the one in the new ones. That sounds like it came right from the NFL's PR office, didn't it? They're battling him on that front.
Also, this season, I'm sure you've talked about this, but Hard Knocks is... They're chronicling the Raiders.
And yeah, so the Raiders, you can check in on that.
I mean, there's a big problem. The guy he apparently showed up to camp yesterday. He was in camp before, left camp after he froze the bottom of his feet off.
Yeah, it's kind of a key. Derek Carr and Antonio Brown, kind of the key to their offensive kingdom right now, and it's screwing up John Gruden's situation there. So
the Steelers are like, thank you, thank you. Thank you for taking this. Roethlisberger sitting at home drinking Jack and Coke, just
you
hanging out.
You watch that.
Oh, I love it.
You watch that show all
the time. I love it, man.
What are the odds? Give me a percentage. What do you think Richie Cognito has a meltdown before the season's over?
100%.
I think he's going to go. Yeah, with the Raiders? Come on. 100%. How can it not happen? Absolutely. There's a new report out of Energy Star, which is the EPA program that promotes energy efficiency. It says they've got new recommendations for when and where you should be setting your thermostat. 78 degrees when you're home, 85 when you're not at home, and 82 at night. 82 degrees at night?
No, that's not going to happen
down here. A reporter from the CBS station tweeted that report yesterday. People started losing it. One person said, quote, I see we've decided to give up on sleeping. We're having pets that aren't native to the rainforest. Another said, quote, 82 when you're sleeping. Yes, on the sun. Thank you very much. No, it's not going to happen. And now we got a little something for you. A Welsh town is set to install high-tech toilets that would deter sexual activity by sounding an alarm and spraying the user with a cool blast of water. Port Call, located on Wales' southern coastline, is planning to spend about $200,000 on the technologically advanced toilets at Griffin Park that will reportedly include a myriad of security features to limit inappropriate sexual activity and vandalism at the sign of any suspicious or violent movement. Sensors will automatically open the stall doors and sound a high-pitched alarm with a spray of water jets soaking the user inside. The floors will also be weight-sensitive to make sure there's only one person in the stall at a time. Somebody really hates sex in the potty. If you don't mind the door opening, the siren and the water spray might add to the experience, if you ask me. Hey, that was great. Let's do it again, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got to take a break. Very abbreviated audio vault when we come back. Yeah, your boy got a little audio vault together.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gotta shelf that one, Mike.
Summertime TV. Turn that down. Summertime TV sucks. Lame variety shows, unfunny sitcoms, and reality shows that are a one-way trip to Yawn City. That's why you need to shut that off, the boob tube. Shut off the boob tube. Turn down the music. Trade your idiot box for your smartphone, because smart is always better, and there's nothing smarter than the TMOS bonus show. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holes-barred sixth episode of the TMOS that you can get, and just a few simple keystrokes. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It shall always be your passport to the assport. So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. Do it, or sadly, we can't be friends anymore. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Blackie's House of Beef, conveniently located at 26... I'm not... Jesus Christ, almighty, for God. Open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. Take it away, Mike O'Mara. Have you ever been on a ride, Oscar Santana, that is known as the Slingshot?
Oh, absolutely. King's Dominion. Okay. As a younger man, right. Teenager, that's when that probably came out. The Slingshot is... It's the most exciting ride, but also in my eyes, the most dangerous. Not just because of the people that are using it, but the people that are running it.
Are you interested in a young man who appears to have a part of his anatomy get caught in the slingshot as he's being hurled through the air? Apparently, there's a little problem with that. Would you like to hear
that? Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Take a listen.
Oh my god, my nuts hurts. Chase,
whew,
I had a full bladder girl on this thing.
Yeah,
you're gonna hear the word nuts the whole time.
That's fine.
I have to hear that one again. I like that. Good job on the audio vault, Mike. Thanks, Mike. All right, here we go.
Chase.
All right, that's enough of that. David Spade, we've been playing a lot of clips from David Spade's new show. He's a funny guy. He likes to screw with people in restaurants this particular way. When you go out for shrimp dinner,
yes.
you don't say shrimps plural, do you?
No.
Okay. David Spade does it. He knows what he's doing. He's just doing it to mess with the waiter.
I just happened to dinner last night. I went to a nice restaurant, and when I went to order shrimp, sometimes I say shrimps. You know, just to see if the guy corrects me. It's kind of a dick move, but it's fun. And last night it went on forever. Because I go, hey, you guys have any shrimps here? And he goes, yeah, we have shrimp. He politely tries to correct me, but he doesn't really say it. He just says it right, you know? And then I go, oh, can I get like four shrimps? And he goes, yeah, we can do four shrimp. And I go, could I get five shrimps? He goes, yeah, you can have five shrimp. And then I go, there's no way you could do 10 shrimps. Could you jam 10 shrimps on a shrimps cocktail? And he goes, well, you can do as many shrimp as you like, shrimp pop. We can't do shrimps. We can do shrimp. He cracked. I knew he would. That was my highlight. It's better at Cheesecake Factory. The guy's like, we got shrimps coming out our ass. What do you mean?
a funny man, David Spade. All right, so there's this Uber driver.
Okay.
And she gets arrested for filing a false police report because she claims that she was abducted by a passenger. And it turns out the whole thing is a super scam. And I play this tape for you simply for the purpose of explaining that if I'm listening to this lady, I believe there's something going on that might make me question her credibility.
Okay.
Tell me if you don't sound like this driver doesn't sound like her name might be Crystal. Crystal Meth. Let's listen to the Uber driver telling her story that turns out to be a total lie.
The order that I got was several bags. So I had both the front passenger and driver door open. I noticed a man come running towards me. He got in the passenger side and closed the door. Good Samaritan told me, go while he's over here, get in your car and go. I am going to get a dash cam. I was panicked, but I was able to just present a calm demeanor.
Present like my body.
How do people think they can get away with this?
The deal they made was under the table for a cash ride. She agreed to it, and then he didn't have any money.
Oh.
So she told this story to get back at him.
In her very wise way of doing this, I'm going to get a dash cam. All right,
before I play this next clip for you, I have to warn everybody this is painful. This is not going to be pleasant to listen to. And if you need to turn down your device, please. This is, I'm just playing it as an example, sort of an anthropological study here. This is known as the Aztec death whistle.
Okay.
Would you like to hear?
Please.
This is, I guess, used to scare some of the people they fought against. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to turn it down on mine a little bit. I give you, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be nasty, the Aztec death whistle. Let's listen.
Mike!
It's not over yet.
Terrified.
Thank you.
Like, we've heard this before. You know where? Bone tomahawk.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Right?
That's right. Absolutely.
But they would actually put this whistle in your larynx, if I'm not mistaken.
And also every ex-Mrs. O'Mara that asks is asked, well, what was it like being married to Mr. O'Mara? Thank you. Thank you very much. And we leave you with a little something from Conan O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen, because I can do it too. All right, here we go.
In Florida, the streets are being flooded with ecstasy pills that are shaped like Donald Trump. Yeah, sources say it's the first time Donald Trump has ever caused a woman to feel ecstasy.
Oh, yes, siree. That is your audio vault. Thank you very much, Oscar. I love that story about the Bush family.
Thank you for letting me share.
Kudos to them for letting you come on and talk about it. I appreciate that. I look forward to at some point meeting one or all of those family members because they sound like they're very, very special people, and we appreciate that. We didn't get to your mailbag. We'll do that tomorrow on the program, so look forward to that. Don't forget our fruitcakes are still for sale, ladies and gentlemen, and get the bonus show and all the stuff that keeps our little engine chugging along. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night, Herr Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.